This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The number of the day today is 6.77. It's denominated in percentages, and it's how far Facebook shares dropped on the big news from the weekend that a company called Cambridge Analytica hoovered up data and information belonging to 50 million Facebook users and used it to help aim political messages favorable to Donald Trump at otherwise unsuspecting voters. Members of Congress are calling for CEO Mark Zuckerberg to spend some time at the Long Green witness table explaining himself. And those who want more regulation of tech and social media companies are thinking they are now going to be able to get some traction. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams looks at the intersection of those regulations and Facebook's business model.
When it comes to regulating tech, I'll let Vivek Krishnamurthy explain. He's an attorney at the Cyber Law Clinic at Harvard.
In the United States, we have very, very weak to non-existent data privacy laws at the federal and state level, at least compared to the rest of the world.
But there is some oversight. Facebook has been operating under a consent order since 2012, part of a settlement with the FTC. It required the company to improve its privacy and data sharing protocols. Jessica Rich oversaw the development of that order and now leads advocacy efforts at Consumer Reports. She says of the Cambridge Analytica scandal,
"My gut is telling me there are serious problems here. In looking back and reminding myself of what was in the order, I see numerous possibilities."
And those problems could be used to make a stronger case for more regulation. Nuala O'Connor is president of the Center for Democracy and Technology. She says new legislation could potentially include
some basic rules about letting the individual know what data is being collected, making sure that the data collected is kept safe, and being really clear when it's going to be shared with other parties.
More rules could make Facebook's users feel better, but might threaten Facebook's business model, selling our information to those who want to sell things to us. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.